Cab Chat is brought to you in association with Plan Insurance and DriverTex.
It's a Cab Chat interview.
Where you're hearing things. Where you're hearing things.
Right, so I'm here with Asher Moses of Sherbert London.
Hi.
And we're going to talk about your plans and the way the business is going and your plans for the future and the way you see the cab trade at the moment. You just launched a new app.
Yep.
And big advertising campaign.
Yeah.
In billboards all over London.
Correct.
I think nearly every cab driver in London's seen it, so very prominent. Do you want to tell us a little bit about, because I know when we last met that you was talking about, you gave us a little bit of information about what was coming. I think you wanted it to happen a little bit faster than it has happened, but these things always take time, so you're there now, so do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, so if we go back to the last time we met, probably 2-3 years ago, we just more or less were in the early stages of Who is Sherbert. At that stage we only had our simple brand in London, and obviously some of you know Sherbert relates to a Sherbert Dab, which relates to a cab, and also we live in a brand awareness world where people don't call cabs anymore.
Yeah.
Thereby my objective is creating Sherbert as a premium brand of taxis, electric ideally, with the world's best drivers driving them. And we've reached the stage now where we've launched our consumer app and our driver app. And rather than having loads and loads of work, our objective is to ensure that the drivers who are coming on board with the Sherbert network are getting more and more work, quality work, at an effective, good, cost-effective price.
Right.
Competitive price, should
we say. So do you want to tell us a little bit about, I mean, there's a bit of confusion with drivers on Twitter, because I know there's a lot of questions, because a lot of drivers felt or believed that the app was only open to drivers that rent a cab off of Sherbert.
Mm-hmm.
And we've just been talking and you said that's not the case.
Absolutely not. In an ideal world, it'll be great. It's great business practice to look after your own. But objectively, there are drivers out there who really stand proud of what they do as professional drivers. And without those drivers, it's not about me having hundreds of cabs. I need to have 100 quality drivers rather than 700 quality cabs. It's the drivers who make the app. It's not who's got the best app, it's who's got the best drivers. And it's those drivers that I'm focused on. If there are owner drivers out there who want to join the Sherbert network, who will service customers to a highest level, who will pick up passengers only in trousers and in a shirt and in a jacket, and ensure that our customers, our objective is to retain that customer.
Yep.
Because if we look at our marketplace, licensed London taxi drivers contribute £1.4 billion in licensed London taxi fares to the London economy. We are far from dead. Yeah. We're a market fragmented, but if we focus in on the good, we can then build outwards. But objectively, it's really focusing in on the world's best drivers, open to all.
So, do you want to tell us a little bit about the cost to the driver of the app? Because, you know, we know what get charged 13.5% and my taxi 10%.
Sure. Sure, we're very transparent on our costs. As a whole, there's two costs to using our app. If to download the app is free.
Yeah.
And we will only dispatch work to people who put the app on.
Yeah.
And I'm not here saying I've got hundreds and thousands of jobs. I've got very unique jobs, priced at the right money, and willing back work into our industry from the right competitors. So our prices start, if you accept a job, it's £2 for that job, plus 10%, plus VAT for the booking. The £2 is computers for your licenses, and I spend on, you've seen without asking anybody money, I spend on marketing.
Yeah.
It's all about image and communication. The 10% will take me for a lifetime to get my investment back. So that's the price, 10% plus VAT and £2 for every job.
So what sort of guarantee can you give to a driver that signs up on the app?
Mm-hmm.
That he's not going to, you know, with the £2 plus the 10%, is there a minimum fare or is, I know that...
My focus is airport bookings.
Right.
There's two parts, I believe, that we need to rebuild. One is own the lucrative business market of airport transfers. And two, really do what we were built to do, which is to do short bookings. That's what cab drivers and cabs were made to do. In our old days, we wouldn't go out of central London. We would want to stay in London and do four jobs of £5 and £10. Eventually, people made money and we started going Bal and Brixton, but all over, and we left the vacuum in London. That's how we lost our work. Let's go and retreat. Let's focus in the zero emission zone. Let's focus on the Heathrow Airport transfer corporate work and rebuild from the inside rather than trying to take over everybody. And one thing for sure, if I can, sorry, you know, we had a comment the other day, we don't need another app. To be honest with you, anybody who invests and puts money into the taxi trade, I feel that people should go out of the way to actually embrace them and pat them on the back in order to bring in this money. And there are companies out there who want to invest in this trade, in this market. But as we say, the rhetoric is sometimes more powerful. Their words are more powerful when they look at it. That this is not a market.
I think there's a concern amongst drivers in London that some of the corporate apps are throwing drivers off, or, you know, expelling drivers, and where the app work is becoming a big proportion of a driver's income. Once he's then not able to work that app, he loses a major percentage of his daily income. And I think without sort of guarantees in place, that's why some drivers are concerned of the corporate apps control of the market as such.
There's always going to be people who are going to come on board and look to control a £1.4 billion marketplace. Whether it's me, whether it's Get Taxi, whoever it is. The other thing is, London is an iconic platform for any business app opportunity to grow. To give a driver a guarantee that I will keep a driver on my circuit, I will not keep a driver on our booking circuit if they don't represent the Sherbet values to the highest standards. And to be honest with you, it's not me going to make the decision. I'm hoping that my drivers will be able to spot the rogue drivers.
Can I ask you a question on that? Because this is one thing that I'm a great believer in. If you find a driver's not meeting your expectations as a driver on your app, rather than just expel them, would you call them in for training or to educate them first?
I do apologise. I totally don't believe in expulsion. You know, we all make mistakes. You know, mistakes make me as a whole. But, you know, if drivers are if they're going out of the way to have a filthy, dirty cab on a constant basis, I do not want them to carry a Sherbet brand. If they're wiping down their cab because it's dirty and it's raining, I want them to be part of Sherbet. So it's more about the quality driver. I'm not here to expel anybody. We're all in the business to do one thing: keep the wheels working 8 hours a day. I've got to do that for you, and that's what you want me to do. Can't guarantee it. We're lucky we've got the hail. Now, can I give you incremental, profitable revenue that you're not getting? And I will only give that to drivers who appreciate that we are only looking to develop a high-quality product and retain our customers. If we don't need new customers today, we need to retain the £1.4 billion that we've got through customer service.
Do you not feel, though, that we need to educate the younger generation into using taxis? Because obviously the older generation, unfortunately, we all know that, you know, one thing that's certain in this life is that you, at some point down the line, you pass away. And,
understand.
And, you know, without gaining new customers, our customer base is going to diminish.
Well, if you have a look at the competitors' marketplace, technology apps have, without doubt, whether we like it or not, encourage the use of taxis, whether we call, not taxis, I have to retreat, the use of transport in the youth marketplace through encouraging cheap fares. These youngsters eventually go to work for the prime companies, the blue chip companies. They don't want to be squashed in their small little cars. They want, whether it's an S-Class Mercedes or today, a beautiful electric taxi that you have, that no other private hire market or app marketplace can compete. We have a private passenger compartment that I can talk totally in privacy in the back of a vehicle. And, you know, most people, when they travel, what do they want? A business class compartment. Well, you've got that in a London taxi, and that's our taxis.
So, where do you see the app going in the future? I mean, how many drivers do you want to attract on the app? I mean, are you looking to attract all the trade, half the trade, a couple of thousand drivers, or?
I think on the word, we've got to be careful of the word trade, because in a sense, we've kind of said the trade as itself has to carry on with their business. You know, the trade is completely popcorn, and let's leave that. Let's put a line on the trade to carry on the way you're doing it, because we can't change you. But the guys who want to come on the other side of the fence, the quality drivers, and you're not going to get 22,000. If I'm lucky, I might have 1,000, 2,000 prime drivers. That would be an absolute coup, because I believe with even a handful of the best, the light is still open and we can work to grow.
Yeah,
we're far from dead.
Now, your fleet you've been building over the last... I mean, when I first come to see you, you just bought the first 10 CX-4s, which you were putting all chrome bits on and things like that. And when I spoke to you, because we had dinner at Knopfhoff, which you was kind enough to take me to, you'd gone up to about 300 at the time. Do you want to tell us where you are now?
We're 700 plus, I'm proud to say, but on the other hand, most people in this business wouldn't be proud to say they got 700 vehicles, because with the 700 vehicles in the London taxi market, it's a scary position to be in. It's not a great position to be in. You've got a market that's changing with rapid speed, that's reliant on drivers, that vehicles are depreciating faster than anything that can control. And it's a very, it's not a strong marketplace that we can rely on from them, from the old days of running fleets. All our fleet owners who may be listening to this know that fleets don't make money. It's an evolvement of trying to sweat an asset out over 15 years. Today, even the 15-year rule could be 10, could be 12. So the unknowns in this fleet, 700 taxis, it sounds great, but it's a big capital expense. It's hard to work with 700 plus drivers, but eventually we will evolve to only have the best, absolutely the best.
So you've also got one of the largest fleets of electric CXEs in London as well, I believe.
Correct.
How many have you got now?
If I'm not mistaken, 37 or 38 vehicles.
Is there plans to add to that at the moment?
LEVC, I have to say, have produced, or Geely, have produced a fantastic vehicle that gives an excellent passenger ride, a comforts, a vehicle that we can now start to compete in the marketplace. For me, personally, it feels like a Bentley Beluga.
Yeah.
Okay. On the other side, for the driver side of things, when you sit in that front passenger compartment, I haven't driven 8 hours for a long time, but I have driven for 2 hours on a cocoon effect of an enclosure where you feel... You don't feel tired after a day's work. It's a breath of fresh air to our business. It's an expensive breath of fresh air. We are guinea pigs in this industry. But, you know, if you're leaders in the industry, when we are world leaders, yeah, we cry about it and moan about it. We've taken the leap. You know, we are 650 vehicles, LEVC, on the road. We need to embrace these vehicles. And we need to work closer with the public to get them involved in these vehicles and the quality of these vehicles.
Yeah. One other thing that was really interesting, that when we last spoke, it was an idea that you had. I mean, when you had your launch at the City Hall, you had the presentation of the app. That was, what, 2-3 years ago?
3 years ago.
And you know, the way the fleet was going, and, you know, the way you expected things to grow. And one of the other interesting things that you touched on, which I thought was a really interesting concept, and something for me in my position, because I only work a couple of days a week now, was an app that you was proposing to develop, where drivers could hire a cab on literally an hourly basis. Is that any nearer to
March 2019? I hope. I am aiming to develop a 1.3 version. So we have developed it. I've got it on my phone. We've got a front-end portal and a back-end portal, which will allow drivers to rent vehicles by the hour if they want, within their local vicinity.
And that's an interesting concept where you said, you know, you might have a driver that's got it on like a half flat basis, but it's parked on his driveway for 12 hours a day, and another driver could just come along and rent that for 8 hours of it, within 12 hours.
It's live. I believe by March I would aim to release it. Objectively, it's not only for Sherbet drivers, it's really for drivers who are going to look after vehicles.
Yeah.
So we're going to rate the driver. By the time you bring me back a vehicle, if you've left it smelly and dirty in the back,
yeah,
I'm sure I'm not going to rent that vehicle to you personally. You'll be marked. We'll know the next driver will say, this cab is filthy, dirty, don't rent it to this guy again. Objectively, communication and technology is at its highest level today. And this is one of the examples that we're looking to develop. Can I give you a highlight of my next development? Because I'm quite proud of it.
Yeah.
If you're driving down Kensington Church Street, never mind, doesn't matter what time of the day, do you know to turn left or right where the next job is?
No.
I'm going to tell you where that next job is. And that's something that will come out by December next year. Remind me to point out to you.
Now, that's interesting. How will that happen? Because how will you know where the next job's coming?
I'll tell you how simple it is. Using technology and a network. When you're a network and you use GPS, which is on your phone, I'll give you an example. If you're going past, Jamie's going past the Royal Albert Hall and Ash is coming down Royal Kensington Church Street. Let me get it right. I'm coming down Kensington Church Street, you're going past Royal Albert Hall and you see three people going to the Flyers. Just tap your phone screen three times and a suitcase. How about that? And it sends a message to my network to say, guys, it's all over there. And not only that, it creates a heat map for the future.
So is this going to be incorporated in the driver, like the current driver Sherbet app?
Sure.
Sherbet driver app. Sorry.
There's a few major changes that are happening in the driver Sherbet driver app, which we're implementing now. Where are the charging points? Drivers are turning up at charging points and it's full. There's a vehicle on it. But imagine you were driving past and you go, two taps on your screen, there's the and we know your location and it's sent into my network, it's available. It's about communication through a network. It's not about being independent. It's about professional drivers in the network using technology to communicate and customer service to retain your customer. Simple.
That's a very interesting concept. I think it's something that drivers have tried before on Twitter with the likes of Tweeter London Cab and Cab Up, Cab Up and UCG Up, which is, you know, where drivers, but that's taking it to the next level almost, isn't it?
I think I would like to position Sherbet as a global taxi solution provider in technologies in the metered marketplace, in the licensed metered marketplace.
Yeah.
We've always been leaders in London. We go back to even apps, we're leaders. We go back to electrical taxis, I see YouTube. We were already there many years ago. Yeah. We're again at the forefront without choice, but we take it in the forefront. Sherbet has learnt a lot. I've learnt a lot through these areas. Our solution is not only a London solution, it's a London stage that I'm going to prove for a global solution for taxi solutions.
London's your core business base,
yes,
for taxi rentals, taxi app,
yes,
and things like that. But obviously you're advertising, you're UK based, aren't you?
I'm internationally based. I've placed advertising in throughout the UK. Currently we've got probably 2,500 taxis throughout the UK carrying advertising, and they're all waiting to come onto the app, but we don't want to clutter the app.
Yeah.
We don't want to clutter with too much of the wrong kind of business or the wrong type of drivers. We need to control that. But we've also done advertising internationally very successfully for many, many clients on the metered licensed taxi marketplace.
So you keep saying about the metered licensed taxi place. So basically you're aiming your whole business at what drivers would term the hackney carriage.
Sure.
Driver in the UK and possibly around the world. So you've got no interest in diversifying into private hire or anything like that?
I do not ever see myself working in the private hire system.
Yeah.
When I say I'm not looking to promote them, I'm not looking to, when I say work with them, there is in transport as a whole, if we look, and this can be controversial, and shoot me down, guys, I'll approve, it's fine. In transport as a whole, transport sector that we contribute £1.4 billion, it's the fastest moving sector in the world, transport. And transport doesn't encompass taxis alone. Transport encompasses disability. Transport, a passenger wants choice. Corporates want choice. If a guy wants to go in a Mercedes, he's going to go in a Mercedes. But I'm not going to give you that Mercedes. I can tell you where to go and get it. Go, you know, to the competitor. Go and get it. But so when we're going into the transport market, be it me, be it all our competition in the taxi marketplace, we're up against where customers demand choice. Yeah. If you don't give them the choice, you won't get the taxi business. So you give them the choice, but you don't... I have to. It's not in my blood to associate with that sector, but I have to know that they're there. And I have to appreciate our biggest sector that's hurting us today is private hire. It's not the app game. The current app game within licensed taxis is diluting what we've got. The exterior competition out app game is not our passenger. But the private hire, elite top work, is our competition. And that's the competition we're going to get our work from. So we're not diluting what we got. We're bringing only new stuff to the industry, creative.
So your views on the taxi trade, you sold your previous business, yeah, and possibly could have settled down to a nice retirement,
yes,
quite comfortably.
Yes.
But you chose to reinvest all of that back into the taxi trade, in the taxi industry.
Yeah.
So you must be fairly optimistic about the future for the London taxi.
Totally, 100% optimistic if we become the world's best. And Sherbet will deliver 10% of the London taxi marketplace in the next 3 years to be the world's best. Again, that's a figure that I'm looking to achieve. It was always part of my plan. 10% of the licensed taxi marketplace can be the world's best. To have 10% of the marketplace, we can then grow to become a greater player if we wish. I don't know if I'll be around. I don't know what the clear objective is. But our objective is to leave a legacy here in the United Kingdom, in London, of the world's best drivers. I came into this trade as a part of being the world's best. Yeah. I will go out leaving the world's best.
So just for those that didn't hear the previous interview, because obviously when I sold London Taxi Radio, they all disappeared. I'm gradually putting them all back up on CabChat's website. You qualified as a London taxi driver, if I remember rightly, in
89. 46626.
And you actually worked as a London taxi driver for a number of years before...
Till 1998. Even while I started my taxi business, I still worked. I had to work the cab to pay the wages. Yeah.
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 And you said then you enjoyed your time driving a taxi in London.
Yes. The think time that we have in a London taxi, I mean, you get into the taxi, you spend 8 hours a day. It is hard. It is extremely hard to be... Your feet don't touch the ground, so you're not touching earth, number one. You're moving on a constant basis. If you have an argument with a wife, you will carry that argument for 8 hours a day alone in the cab. Yeah. On the other hand, if you're thinking business in the cab, and you're thinking, how can I change what I'm doing now? You know, you have 8 hours opportunity to deliver business plans, if you know how to do them. You have 8 hours opportunity to actually improve what you're doing, learn languages, communicate, learn coding. I don't know what it is your skill could be.
Yeah.
But the cab is, you know, they say you don't know who you've got in the back of the cab. The truth is you also don't know who you've got in the front of the cab. Because a London cab driver, like you, like me, we've all got past.
Yeah.
We come from PR, we come firemen, we come civil servants, probably have a couple of policemen, maybe MI5. Who knows what you got in the front of the cab? So it's about, you know, using your time well. Number one, don't carry the arguments at home, that's for sure, because that's bad waste of time.
Yeah. So where do you see the future of the cab trade going? I know you said that you want Sherbet and we know you see for Sherbet in within the London taxi industry.
Yeah.
I know you don't like the word trade, so I've just changed that.
It's only if they were unity, yes.
The actual London taxi trade as a whole, where do you see the future for that?
I feel sad when you ask me a question like that, because however we go back quite a while, we've been fighting and pulling in the wrong directions. Drivers who should be drivers become political leaders. Political leaders who should be political leaders become drivers. everybody's entitled to their own opinions. You know, we've got unions pulling left, right, centre. Trying to pull unity and positivity doesn't come. So because you have a choice to get involved and put in that and be smitten in no matter what you do, to go as an independent business, which is my choice, today I'm not getting involved, I'll support anything positive. Doesn't matter what it is, Paul. But when it comes to negative and fighting an argument, don't bring me involved. So whilst this constant arguing and pulling of leadership in five directions, or however many directions, this business is going to sink into the bath plug as fast as possible. Whilst you're going through that spiral, there's a shrinkage in the market. Unless we invest, or show we are, I'm only investing in this industry, if we become a brand that we can really link to, you will survive. People don't call cabs anymore, they call brands. So we're the brand of the industry. There's no such thing as mechanics anymore. They're technicians. Garages, they're gone. They're workshops. Administration, we don't type. It's up there. And the most important thing is customers want it now. Quality, fair price. As a business, we can give that to them. As a trade at the moment, there is a revival. There is a hope. There is a momentum. The internal fighting and the use of the word lineage of our competitors' names, using the competitor names every single time we speak and tweet, this is why we are burying ourselves, because we are nailing our own nail in that coffin. So as a brand, I believe I'll survive and we'll be the best. As a trade, I believe it's going to go into a whirlpool unless somebody sheds some light and holds out their arm to say, come on guys, let's pull together. You will not get 22,000 pulled together. Never expect that. But get yourself 1,000, they will get you 2. 2,000 will get you 4.
Yeah.
It's doing it slowly, doing it correctly. And the guys who are using social media correctly, giving yourself word space and mileage and press space with your own words. When you communicate, when a driver communicates, we have a demo. You said the press have a field day. They go to 22,000 drivers with 22,000 opinions. But if we had 2,000 drivers with the same opinion, we'd be louder than 22,000, wouldn't we? So it's about understanding and stop fighting our taxi wars with emotion. You will never win. No one cares you've done the knowledge. I did the knowledge. No one cares you're a cab driver. I'm a cab driver. What we care about is you give me a quality service at a good price in a clean vehicle. I care about that, and I'll come back to you for that.
I'm going to ask you a little bit of a political question.
I'm scared.
I might cut this out if
okay.
You don't like it.
Okay.
2 years ago, you went to the LTDA branch meeting.
Yeah.
With what you just said just now,
yeah.
Are you distancing yourself from the LTDA now?
Am I? I don't think I went to that branch meeting. I was getting more involved in the trying to understand what goes on. And I turned up, I think it was in Harrow. It was a Harrow, I can't remember. I went to one meeting.
Arlington or something.
I don't remember. To be honest with you, I was so shocked. I never want to go to another meeting again in my life. And I don't want to get involved. I don't care who it is, what union. I love you all. I have respect for you trying to do all your little bits. But me as a business do not want to be embroiled in embarrassment. And it's embarrassing sometimes to see people don't fight with logic, which I understand because we're all emotional, including me. But because I'm in the world of corporate and society, we can't behave with emotions. We have to behave with logic and understanding and reform and change and time. No one will win bulldozing. I can't believe I'm saying this, but no one will be bulldozing somebody's suggestion.
Yeah.
I hope, I haven't offended anybody in this, but to be honest with you, I wanted to try and get a little bit involved and take a leadership role, but to be honest with you, I'd rather sit in the back row and focus on my business than to have an argument of why with somebody else. Whilst running my business, if I want to charge a stupid amount, I can do what I want. I might make a mistake, or it could be a positive thing. But I think for me, it's to sit in the background, look at it from the top, and not get involved emotionally, because I won't win, because there's 20-odd thousand drivers who want to fight. So carry on, guys, without me.
Hope you didn't mind me asking you that.
Sorry?
I hope you didn't mind me asking you that.
No, I think I've got to be open as possible. Whichever way I go, I'm expecting criticism, because that's life.
Yeah.
So feel free. I just will be true and tell you the way it is.
So you're a man that's at the forefront of technology, especially in this...
My son has changed ourselves, yes.
Autonomous vehicles.
Right.
Now, Edison Lee have come out this week and said that by 2021 they're going to have autonomous taxis on the road, because they seem to have forgotten that they're actually not a taxi company, the same way as Uber seem to don't know that they're not a taxi company. Do you think that's a possibility, or do you think that's a pipe dream?
Oh, listen. First of all, I would love to say today, guys, Sherbet London are going to have autonomous vehicles. How much press would I get on that? Right? That's what they did. They utilised the power of their words. Right? They made people think, is there going to be autonomous vehicles in 2021? Autonomous vehicles exist today on the roads. I've seen it in Israel with the trucks going up and down this road where the driver sits with his hand folded, and it's going up and down this road down the M6. Autonomous vehicles exist. Autonomous vehicles will come. Whether we like it or not, will there be autonomous taxis? I think we're just not in my generation. Will there be in two generations' time? I think whether there will be or won't be, we should really, really, as leaders of our business, me as a stakeholder, leader, and investor, I should always think about it. Can there be? Will there be? How is the driver going to adjust? Will there be a driver to adjust? What's going to happen? So it's about, and not only that, you've got to look at it. Do you want the driver to survive, or do you want the taxi to survive? Right? Look, it's a fast-changing world. Autonomous vehicles will happen somewhere, sometime. It won't happen in London very quick, because there's too much infrastructure around that these mobile eyes have to pick up. I believe it will happen in the regions where there's not much traffic and within secure zones, you know. And like through airport car parks and shuttles. It's happening now. You go to the Terminal 5, autonomous train. Come on. But that's on a fixed route, easier. So it will happen. But let's not switch off and get hurt by it, right? You've got a job to do. If everybody focused on their job, drive your taxi to the professional standard, you won't worry about autonomous vehicles. You worry about autonomous vehicles because you want stuff to worry about. What else can I hate my job, I hate my life. Autonomous vehicles today. Tomorrow it'll be Brexit, the day after. Those are a type of driver. They need to stay within the trade, because that's the trade. And we need to get the driver who says, autonomous vehicles, how can I be part of it? Or will I be part of it? Or is there another opportunity to be part of it? How can I work with the thought that this might happen? How can I help the next generation of people who are being involved in our... How is our taxi going to evolve into this arena?
You said something there. How can you help the people, the next generation that are coming into the trade? And, of course, you've got a knowledge school here as well.
Yeah.
Which you said earlier, that you actually lose money on.
Sure. You know, I keep saying we have to use our brain, but my God, it's too much heart. I opened the Knowledge School because, to me, the knowledge is an integral part of flow for our next generation of cab drivers. My objective was not to teach them the knowledge. It was to teach them how to behave as a driver, how to become a small to medium enterprise. As I say, cab drivers no longer exist. Horse and cart, gone. Today, electric vehicle technology, small to medium enterprise, incremental revenue. These are the things we want to teach our drivers of the future. Our head teacher is Tony Norris, who I'm very proud to say has led, from the old generation, has led many drivers to success. But we do have a new involvement, and it's changing. Our knowledge school is in Dalston at the moment. Ideally, we want much better facilities, but we are always investing. My facilities are open for knowledge students to come along, learn, to find out. We charge a lousy £35 a month that we don't even take from the drivers, but we still, there's a lot of abuse in the system. And even when our drivers pass out, they should really come and rent from us, but they find the chutzpah to go and rent from others because they think they're cheaper, but they really aren't. So as a passionate taxi driver, I will always have the knowledge school there. I think we set out a treat last week that if any family want to teach their kids the knowledge, I want to help educate them. Yeah. We've got a facility. Let's help you. You know, let's get out our own. The more we focus on our own, the better we're going to be internally, we can build our business externally. You can't do it. Build. We are the biggest and the best, but what about you delivering inside?
So you said earlier that you're looking for bigger premises.
So, you know, I'm fed up of the days of working under the arches in large yards in the heart of Dalston and the East End and the Yardies and the Kubies and the Mexicans and all. It's just, if you're a professional business and we're moving electric, as I say, garages are gone. So I need a workshop. I need an airport hangar. We run a lot of vehicles. You know, we need a central London location. Rent is too expensive. That's why scale does help with a business. So it's not that I want 700 vehicles, but if you want a massive rent facility in central London, you need to have 2,000 vehicles. So it's economies of scale. Ideally, I'd like a central London location. At the moment, we, as you know, we've purchased Putney Bridge Taxis.
Yeah.
And there's a very group, when we say we've purchased her, Wendy's a shareholder of our business who believes in our vision. But one of the reasons, Wendy's business is all about quality. You know, her taxis are good. Her standards are up, her taxis are up to a standard. And I believe we needed to step up again, yet again. As I say before, who's got the best taxis? It's the one who's got the best driver, who's got the best app. It's the one who's got the best driver. My business is about drivers. So I focus on the driver to try and give a quality vehicle, and that's why Putney's come into play as well. Sorry, I chat a lot, don't I? But I really am passionate about my business.
The last time we did an interview, it was 2 hours, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was just over an hour. I think we split it into two.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's quite interesting. It's interesting you keep saying that the focus is on the driver rather than the vehicle or anything else. And it's obvious that you understand that without the driver, there is no business.
My driver's my customer. I can have 2,000 taxis. I can have 5 million taxis. What are you doing? But I don't want every driver. Oops, sorry, my glasses flew. I don't want every driver with my passion. It's not about the... I want every driver to rent from me. I'd rather not have 700 cabs. I'd rather have 300 perfectly working cabs who use. I invested £500 on each taxi to put a credit card system. Drivers abuse it. They use a handheld. Totally illegal. And forget the fleet owner of his £500 investment. I don't really want those drivers. They're part of the setup. But when this business shrinks, and my drivers can hear me say it, I don't want drivers who don't support me. We go out to give everything to a quality standard to a driver. If I invested £500 plus, you know, the whole, imagine putting 500 times 700 plus maintaining. Where's the respect? It's illegal use of credit cards. Your fleet owners, not only me, all your fleet owners have invested in credit cards. We don't embrace technology. We don't embrace the hand sometimes that actually feeds us. If we go back to the Verifone days, they were giving us £250 to install it. Why don't we embrace them? They brought $30 million whilst I was there in the business. $30 million. Which other trade in transport got $30 million? Giving out to cab trades, and we constantly abused their system, which was a good system at the time, and they were forward thinking, right? So the driver is key part to our business, but we only want drivers who appreciate us, and we will appreciate them. We don't want drivers who knock us for rent. We move them on as soon as possible. There's the level of respect. If you're a respectful driver, you will get all our support.
So what would you say to a driver out there that's thinking of renting off of yourself? Why should a driver come to Sherbet?
Well, first of all, I don't want any driver who's renting from any other fleet owner. Stay there, right? Objectively, we're an evolving, fast-moving, forward-thinking, licensed London taxi company.
Yeah.
I'm proud enough to say, and I feel I can say, I am the only stakeholder investor that has put millions of personal pounds plus the investors' money in the taxi business. For that alone, I believe we should have support, right? Because we're building something good. Yeah. It's not about I'm giving you a cab. I'm giving you a cab that is going to give you quality bookings, if you wish. That's going to give you incremental revenue from working with all our beautiful brands. Our clients are going to be able to book their brand soon. You'll be able to book a British Airways taxi, and you'll be driving that taxi for me. right? And my objective is for you, the British Airways, or I can't use brands, but the airline driver would be able to give you a business class experience from the minute we arrive at your door. Check you in at curbside.
Yeah.
Give you a business class bag with little smellies in the back of it, or coupons and vouchers to go on airline. So our objective is to work with quality brands, quality vehicles, and quality drivers. The rest, stay on that side, because you won't get in here. I don't mean that in a bad way, because we're not going to allow bad apples to ruin it for everybody else.
Yeah. I think we're just about covered everything. Yeah. Well, that's been great, Asher.
My pleasure.
Thanks for giving us an insight into your business and your foresight into what you feel is the way you feel things are going in the future.
It's my pleasure. And if I could give one message to those guys out there, you really, guys, have taken this on to be the world's best, right? You've taken this on as a career. It's not a stopgap. You're not doing this in between two jobs. You need to change, because we're doing the same thing all the time. Change is happening around the world. Embrace change. Embrace technology and embrace competition. We will regain our own business slowly and correctly. That's what I want to tell you. We're far from dead, guys. Buck up and do your job, and do it really, really well. No matter what, recession hits a shop in the high street, recession will hit you. So what? We have to learn we're a businessman. Otherwise, get a job and you'll get your stability. But don't moan about your trade. Don't moan about... Well, do you see anybody walk into a shop and moan? Ah, welcome to my shop. The floor's hurts, the door. Come on, guys. My competition next door. Forget it. Buck up. 1.4 billion, guys. Go get it. Smile. Every morning. Be blessed. Freedom!
Well, that is the beauty of the job, isn't it?
Absolute. But the other side, freedom kills you.
Yeah.
Because I'll give you statistics. Can I give you some clear statistics? Yeah. Out of 600 vehicles a few months ago, I was doing some. How many vehicles work Saturday night between the hours of 8 p.m. and 2 a.m. out of 600 vehicles?
What, of your...
Of my vehicles.
100.
60. 60 vehicles, guys, 10%. What does it tell you? On Sunday night, between the time of 8 p.m. and 2 a.m. or 1 a.m., I think it was 1 a.m., how many of my vehicles working? 58. Guys, you're not there when the customer needs you. You're going to work when you want to go to work. So obviously, competition's going to take your work. Where are you, guys? Where's your reality? But as a network, you'll be able to come out and say, oh, 300 out of 600 drivers working. Oh, the network. Oh, great. That was busy. Let's go to that hotspot. Technology. We've got £1.4 billion to get, boys. Let's go for it.
So what you're saying, basically, is use technology to our advantage.
Technology and customer service. Customer service starts with a smile. If you can't smile, don't work for Sherbet and don't embarrass yourself working private hire. You know, if you can smile, get up in the morning, smile, get into a clean vehicle, do your job during 8 hours a day times 5 days a week, you will be a professional licensed London cab driver. If you do less than 8 hours a day, 7 hours a day, and you moan about that you're not making enough, come on, stop moaning.
Quite true.
Sorry, I've been frank with you. Some guy's going to moan at me and throw eggs at me, but I'm ready for it.
I just, you know, I mean, I do think there is... As drivers get older, especially someone that's been in the trade as long as, I mean, you've got your badge 2 years before me, and you sort of get to a point. I used to work the Saturday night. My only day off was always Sunday, because, you know, it was the only time that no one else was working, so I spent time with the family. And I think as you get older, you sort of think, oh, do I really want to be picking those trunks up late at night?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I still work nights. I don't do as many hours as I used to. Some days I do. Some days I do a long day, a very long day. But nowadays I tend to get to, rather than work until 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, I tend to get to 11, 12 and be looking to sort of finish and go home. I think maybe it's an age thing.
It is. I believe, first of all, I used to work the graveyard shift and loved it in my time. I also believe that the longer you've been a cab driver, the different mentality you've kind of done the night shift and the graveyard shift.
I think also, you know, I got attacked one night, and I think that really, I wasn't hurt. It just makes you think, and makes you question, is it worth that extra 40 or 50 quid that week to be out that late on a Saturday night and picking up that sort of person? And you end up thinking, no, my life's worth more than that.
Totally agree. Especially if you've been attacked. My view is, we are part of a business that ferries people home. And if we don't ferry that person home,
somebody else will.
Now, maybe we want that person who's attacked you to go in another car, good. But then 99.999% of people really want to get home.
I totally agree.
And it's about being there for them.
Yeah.
And it's about being there for those passengers who actually pay you £1.4 billion a year. I think, you know, as a business, just simple mathematics, guys, we don't really need new passengers. Just look after the guys in the back. Just make sure that you're smiling, that they talk about you, about the experience. Just make sure your doors are clean and the carpet smells a bit. So they talk about the London taxi experience. For me, they're going to be talking about the Sherbet experience, because you live in a brand-aware world. We don't call cabs. Oh, I had a great cab. Oh, can I call that cab? No, you can't, because I don't know who he is. But can I call it Sherbet? You've suddenly become a brand.
That's one of the things I've always said, is that, you know, when the app started, taxi drivers never knew who their customers were.
No.
And now, with the advent of apps and data-driven businesses, these companies do know who the customers are. And unfortunately, for those drivers that are against that, that's the way the world's going with everything.
They will be left behind. They are being left behind. We mustn't, us older badges, fours and fives and threes, we mustn't dampen the waters for the sixes and sevens. We had our time in the late 80s, early 90s. It got harder in the 2000s, and these guys are brave enough to come and commit to this career. We should try and stop slagging it off. They are enjoying it. When I speak to a seven badge and a four badge, the seven badge is making money, the four badge is moaning. You had your time, son. Stop moaning about the seven badge and taking his business down. Because today, when you moan verbally, people send it through virally, and that brings their current business down. Do it the other way. They've done the knowledge and supported your trade. Support those guys for the next 15 years, because they are the heroes. They are the next generation who invested in electric taxis. Support them. And that's what you need to do. You've had enough, do less hours. Don't moan, and don't open your mouth. It's going to hurt these guys.
Yeah.
And it's hurting. Lovely.
Well, that's been great, Asher.
Pleasure, my friend.
I'm going to edit and cut bits of that.
Okay.
That's fantastic. But thanks very much, and we'll possibly revisit this early next year when you get close to launching the next phase of your technology base, where the driver will be able to book a cab by the hour.
I can't wait to show you.
Thanks very much, Asher.
Pleasure, Jamie. Have a good one, boys.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you.
Done.
It's a Cab Chat interview. Where you're near.